CD 2, track 21. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. At the outset, I wish to say that the main aim of my talk today is not to convince you to use various apps our company has come up with, but to offer you an insight into how they work and what options they give you. As you know, we make constant attempts to improve technologies you can download to your smartphones, and we're proud that more and more people are making use of them. Our newest app, which I want to encourage you to have a look at, is absolutely brilliant. It helps you to improve your mood. All you need to do is to take a photo of yourself and send it to the address given. In return, you'll receive advice on what colours to wear, what food to eat, and what's more, it will send you some tunes to cheer you up and to make your endorphins work for you. For an extra fee, the app will send you some jokes and funny video clips. I know it may sound like something redundant in your life, but consider how often you feel low and unable to look on the bright side of life. This app will certainly put a smile back on your face. You won't need expensive pills or sessions at your therapist's. Our next idea is for people who...
2.
I read a fascinating article recently about some researchers at the University of California who are trying to find ways to read people's minds with machines. I know that humans have been trying to come up with devices like these for ages, but now, apparently, some real progress is being made in this area. These neuroscientists are perfecting a method of translating electrical activity from the brain into comprehensible speech. I just find it extraordinary. I know some people fear that it might lead to abuse, but I reckon it'll help people get on with each other better. I believe people will stop lying or hiding their true feelings. A lot of people worry that others may learn how to manipulate our thoughts, but I think it's highly unlikely. I'm just thrilled with this prospect.
3.
What do you like the most about the internet?
Oh, what a question! It's truly the best invention ever. But were I to give just one reason, I'd go for its social dimension. Young people, especially, are so interconnected, well, at least in my view. I remember one political leader saying that in his opinion, the internet helps people fight against poverty or government decisions they don't agree with.
Yes, sure. But it's certainly more about access to information. You can learn everything with a click of your mouse. It's just amazing.
Well, it's undeniably the greatest source of information ever.